For WUKY News, I'm Dan Collins, and this is The Business Side. The Kentucky Chamber's Workforce Center sponsors a program that helps students connect with businesses in the state. It's called Bus to Business, and here today on the program to talk about it is manager of the Workforce Center, Harper Smith, and the CEO of Murakami Manufacturing, Michael Rodenberg. Michael and Harper, thanks for being here.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
All right. So give me an overview of the Bus to Business program and how it started.
So this is Michael, and I wanted to just kind of give you a little background on that. A couple of years ago, I was out visiting a local high school. And while I was there, I was meeting with the principal, and I asked her why the students weren't coming to visit our facility. We're a manufacturing plant in central Kentucky, and you know, you always want to have kids come in and see what you're doing. And I asked her, I said, why aren't you coming out to visit? And she said, we don't have the funds to do that. And when I asked, I said, well, really, how much does that cost? And she said, well, you know, you have to rent a bus, you got to get a substitute or someone to watch the kids. So it could be $200 or $300. And when I heard that, I was like, really, you're telling me for $200 or $300, I could have maybe up to 30 or 40 kids walk through my facility and see what we do. A light bulb went on. I was like, that's something that we've got to make happen. And so at the time, I was serving on the board of the Workforce Center. We were discussing on ways in which we can kind of get students more involved. And I said, there's an opportunity that could really be something we could put some teeth into and make something happen. Through that, through a variety of brainstorming, we came up with the concept of Bus to Business. And that is really how the program began. We quickly decided to work together with Murakami and the local high school, which was Taylor Regional High School in Taylor County. And with the Workforce Center, we created a brief video and started sharing that with the schools and businesses. And that's kind of how we kicked off the program.
So what sort of information are you hoping that students will walk away from these experiences with?
This is Harper. So Bus to Business is a statewide initiative that focuses on connecting students with employers. So the goal of it is to show students the career pathways that are in their own communities. So through the program, students are given the opportunity to visually tour businesses, learn directly from employers about the career pathways that are available within their organizations. And when we had the field trip program that Michael was talking about, that was gave them the opportunity to complete hands-on work-based learning. Last year, for the inaugural Bus to Business Day, we had over 1,200 students from 30 schools physically visit 32 businesses on one day, which was October 2nd. But since the pandemic, we have had to shift our program to be completely virtual for this school year. So through this virtual pivot, we're excited to offer more information and resources to students. And we now offer live and interactive sessions with employers. These live sessions take place on what we are calling Workforce Wednesdays. And during these live sessions, students are able to tune in and ask questions directly from employers live while they are presenting kind of what jobs are available, what kind of credentials it takes to get those jobs. All of these sessions are recorded, so if students aren't able to tune in live, they are housed on our YouTube and Facebook channels. In addition to our live sessions, we also push out pre-recorded videos that businesses create, and these can be anything from virtual tours of businesses, a day in the life of an employee, and much more. We also send out a weekly e-newsletter that details that week's programming. So in addition to the videos, we publish a critical job of the week, which are little graphic information cards that outline what it takes to get a critical and in-demand job that Kentucky needs. So these graphics include job descriptions, average pay, how many of the available positions there are for this job in the next 5 years, educational and credentials needed to obtain these certain jobs, and a highlight of a Kentucky employer that hires for that position.
What are the employers and industries that are at the center of this initiative?
We have a lot of employers involved, and especially since we've been able to pivot the virtual program, we've seen a lot more employers get involved. So currently we have 65 employers participating in this year's program, which is more than double of what we had last year. So these employers range from manufacturing, healthcare, construction, banking, technology, equine, and more. So we started with Murakami, and they participated in a live session. And now tomorrow we're starting our first live session with an equine focus. So we have kind of series of six equine specific that are going to run through the end of the school year. We'll be hearing later on from a chef, Sarah Bradley, who's on Top Chef. She's going to be doing a cooking demo and kind of talking about the food service industry. Pretty much every industry is going to be included this year and pushing out information that students can learn from, for sure.
Has there been any discussion to try to expand the program outside of Kentucky to maybe attract talented students and bright students from surrounding states like Ohio or Tennessee or West Virginia?
We have trademarked the Best of Business logo and wording, so with hopes that we can expand the program. And I know Michael probably, he always speaks about this program is scalable, so we definitely want to expand the reach of the program. I definitely think it could be expanded to the entire country. We are working to expand it in Kentucky currently, but I don't see why it wouldn't want to expand further.
Yeah, you know, I think kind of what Harper said there is that it's a very unique concept. It's very simple, and it makes sense, you know, to get kids looking at what's available. And if you do look around at the surrounding states, there's a lot of, you know, opportunities just to bring kids across the border to see a lot of the businesses that we have. And in a lot of those areas where there may not be industry necessary in their area, it does create opportunities for us to bring kids in to see what we're doing in the region. And now that we're doing it virtually, it really allows us to kind of expand out into other areas around the country.
So in the time we've got left, tell me why you think this sort of long-term strategy is important to Kentucky's economy.
Well, if you think about it, Dan, I mean, I don't know about you, but for myself, I never saw an actual workplace until I was out of college. If you think about young people today, they need to get exposed to what's out there. And, you know, Bus to Business opens up doors. It's not only for high school kids, but we brought in middle school kids, elementary kids, that allows them to see what's out there. And whether it's in manufacturing or healthcare or construction or even, you know, as Harper's mentioning, the equine industry, all of these different industries have something to offer. And, you know, as a young person, you kind of get an idea in your head of, okay, this is what I think I want to do. And then you study for it, you prepare, and then you go out in to do it, and you realize that, hey, maybe that wasn't what I wanted to do. And so Bus to Business not only, you know, gives kids exposure, but then it also helps with the decision process of what path they really want to take. One of the things I think is very key about this, and we've experienced it at Murakami because we created this Murakami Next Gen program, is we bring young people in for a short period of time to work. So they not only have to come to see our facility, but now they can work for a short period of time. And our expectation is while you're working for us is think about what you want to do next. Look around. Maybe, you know, you want to go into a more technical field, or maybe you decide that manufacturing is not for you. And does that give you a lot more incentive to go, whether it's to tech school or to college, to study something that may better fit your profile?
I kind of like to think of Bus to Business as we always ask students what they want to be when they grow up, and they always have some idea of what they like from a TV show or something that they've seen in the past. But this, through Bus to Business, we're actually showing them what it takes, what that job actually looks like, and what jobs are available to them in Kentucky, which I think is very beneficial for them.
My guests today on the program have been manager of the Kentucky Chamber's Workforce Center, Harper Smith, and CEO of Murakami Manufacturing, Michael Rodenberg. You can learn more about Bus to Business at kychamber.com, and you can hear this conversation online at wuky.org. Harper and Michael, thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much, Dan. Happy to be here.
Thanks, Dan. I really appreciate it.